How to apply late for 2025 earned income and child tax credits. If you missed the regular application period for the 2025 earned income and child tax credits, you can submit a late application through Home Tax by December 1, 2026. Late applicants receive 95% of the calculated amount, which may be further adjusted based on assets, duplicate deductions, delinquent taxes, and other factors. Check eligibility based on the spouse's combined income for 2025, household members' assets as of June 1, 2025, and household type. Prepare an identity verification method, a refund account, lease agreements, and proof of income, and have your spouse consent to providing income data if necessary. By December 1, 2026, enter household member, income, and asset information on the direct entry application page for earned income and child tax credits in Home Tax. If automatically imported income and giance deposit amounts differ from the actual records, check the supporting documents and then correct the information or submit evidence. After applying, check the review status and decision in Home Tax. In principle, late applications are paid within 4 months of the application date. Households that missed the regular application period for the 2025 earned income and child tax credits may file a late application from June 2 to December 1, 2026. Applications are submitted through the National Tax Service's Home Tax, and even those who did not receive a notice may verify their eligibility and enter the information themselves. There is an important difference for late applications. Rather than the full credit calculated after review, 95% of the calculated amount is paid. The actual deposited amount may be further reduced if there is a reduction based on the property threshold, an adjustment for overlapping tax credits, or an offset against delinquent taxes. First, check the application period and required materials applicable tax year. Income earned in 2025 late application period, June 2-December 1, 2026 application channel, National Tax Service Home Tax payment level. Late applications receive 95% of the calculated amount processing period. In principle, review and payment within 4 months of the application date, materials to prepare before applying a Home Tax login method, such as a joint certificate, financial certificate, or simplified authentication, refund account information in the applicant's name, income details for household members, and the spouse, a lease agreement if there is a rented home or commercial property, documentation of employment, business, or religious worker income that is not recorded in Home Tax or differs from the actual facts, the spouse's authentication method, if consent to provide the spouse's income. Information is required. Applicants whose notice includes an individual authentication number may use the simplified application process specified in the notice. If there is no notice or the applicant does not know the individual authentication number, the applicant should log into Home Tax and complete a manual entry application. Eligibility. Household, income, and property requirements must all be met. Eligibility for the earned income and child tax credits is not determined by a single condition. The household type, combined income of the married couple, total property held by all household members, nationality, and whether the applicant is another household's dependent child are reviewed together. Household types and income thresholds, the combined total income thresholds for married couples for the 2025 earned income tax credit are as follows. Household type, key factor in determining household status. Earned income tax credit total income threshold, single person, household, a household with no spouse, dependent child, or direct descendant, who meets the prescribed requirements, check the Home Tax application guidance, single income household, a household with a spouse, dependent child, or direct descendant who meets the prescribed requirements. Check the Home Tax application guidance for the spouse's income threshold. Check the Home Tax application guidance, dual income household. Check the Home Tax application guidance for the gross salary and other applicable thresholds for the applicant and spouse. Check the Home Tax application guidance. The child tax credit applies to single income or dual income households with dependent children, And the combined total income threshold for married couples must be checked in the home tax application. Guidance: the dependent child must also separately meet the age, income, and cohabitation requirements. Here, total income does not mean employment income alone. Business income, religious worker income, interest, dividends, pension income, and other income may be included according to the statutory calculation method. The gross salary and similar income shown on the application screen differ in meaning from total income, so they should not be confused. Property requirements as of June 1, 2025. The requirement for the total value of property held by household members as of June 1, 2025 must be checked in the home tax application guidance. The reduction thresholds and rates based on total property value must also be checked in the home tax application guidance. Property generally includes the following: homes, land and buildings, lease deposits and giants deposits, passenger vehicles, financial assets such as savings and installment savings, accounts, securities and membership, rights to acquire real estate when calculating property. Debts are not deducted, including loans from financial institutions and obligations to return giants deposits. The key point is that eligibility is based on the total value of property assessed under tax law, not net assets. Common reasons for exclusion: even if the income and property thresholds are met, eligibility may be restricted in the following cases. If the applicant does not satisfy the South Korean nationality requirement, except for exceptions prescribed by law, check the home tax application guidance for the applicable reference date. If the applicant was registered as another resident's dependent child in 2025, if the applicant or spouse operated a professional practice, if the household composition or type of income falls under a statutory exclusion for matters requiring individual assessment, such as nationality exceptions, dependent children, and the scope of professional practices, it is safer to check the home tax application guidance or contact the competent tax office. How to file a late application through Home Tax 1. Log into Home Tax Access, the National Tax Service's Home Tax, and log in using a joint certificate, financial certificate, or supported simplified authentication method. From the Earned Income and Child Tax Credits menu, select the application screen for the 2025 tax year. 2. If you do not have a notice, select Manual Entry Application if you did not receive an application notice or do not have an individual authentication number, proceed to the Manual Entry Application. Not having received a notice does not itself mean that you cannot apply, but final payment eligibility is determined through the National Tax Service's review. 3. Verify household member and income information. Verify the information for your spouse, dependent children, and direct descendants, and enter income for 2025. If the payment statement information imported into home tax differs from the actual income, review the supporting documents, such as withholding tax receipts, payroll statements, and business income records, before making corrections. 4. Complete consent to provide the spouse's income information. If the spouse's information cannot be retrieved or consent to provide it is required, the spouse may need to verify their identity and consent to the provision of income information. Rather than estimating and entering the spouse's information arbitrarily, check the consent request and search results shown in Home Tax. 5. Review property and giants deposit information. Enter property based on its status as of June 1, 2025. A giants deposit for a rented home may be assessed as a deemed giants deposit under tax law, and a lease agreement may need to be submitted for the actual lease deposit to be applied. Separate valuation rules may apply to homes rented from related parties. The omission of property from home tax data does not mean that the property may be excluded. You must check homes, vehicles, deposits, membership rights, and rights to acquire real estate held in the names of household members. 6. Enter a refund account and submit the application. Enter a valid account in the applicant's name. Recheck the account number and account holder, review the estimated calculation and reduction guidance, and submit the application. It is advisable to save the submission confirmation screen or receipt number. Distinguish the 95% payment rule from additional reductions. The 95% rule for late applications does not mean that the eligibility requirements are relaxed. It means that the same income, property, and household requirements as for regular applications are reviewed. But a late application reduction is applied to the calculated payment amount. Category payment processing regular application payment based on the calculated amount after eligibility review late application. 95% of the calculated amount is paid after eligibility review reduction based on property requirements. Check the home tax application guidance for the applicable thresholds and rates. If the child tax credit overlaps with a child-related tax credit, the overlapping amount may be adjusted. If there are delinquent national taxes, the payment may be applied to delinquent taxes within the statutory limit accordingly. Late applicants should not determine the final deposited amount simply by multiplying the estimated credit by 95%. If multiple adjustment factors apply, the final calculation details must be checked in the home tax review results. Common errors when applying without a notice omitting part of the income information may be divided among wages received from multiple workplaces, daily worker income, business income, or religious worker income. Applicants should compare the payment statement search results with the records they hold. Spouses applying separately, the earned income and child tax credits are determined on a household basis. Even if both spouses appear to meet the application requirements, the applicant may be designated or the application may be adjusted by household under statutory standards. Check both the spouse's income and whether the spouse has applied. Deducting a Giance loan from property, even if a Giance deposit was funded through a loan, debts are not deducted under the property requirements for the credits. Arbitrarily subtracting the outstanding loan balance when calculating total property may lead to a different review result. Mistaking automatically entered information for finalized information, the prefilled information in home tax is provided to assist with the application. Because there may be omissions or timing differences, the applicant must verify the actual household, income, and property information. Review progress and payment confirmation after applying after submitting the application. You can use Review Progress Inquiry in the Earned Income and Child Tax Credits menu in Home Tax. Check the status and decision details, including receipt, document verification, review, and decision. Late applications are, in principle, paid within 4 months of the application date. However, if additional documents or verification of facts are required, the processing status should be checked separately. Completing an application does not mean that payment is confirmed, and payment may be denied or reduced depending on the review results. The National Tax Service does not ask for an account password, full card number, money transfer, or fee payment in order to pay the credits. If someone demands money under the pretext of a credit application or encourages the installation of an app from an unclear source, verify the request again through Home Tax or official National Tax Service guidance. Final checklist before the deadline is the income covered by the application attributable to 2025. Is the application date no later than December 1, 2026? Is the married couple's combined total income less than the threshold for the applicable household type? Have you checked the home tax application guidance for the requirement concerning the total property value held by household members as of June 1, 2025? Have you checked whether consent to provide the spouse's income information is required? Have you compared the Giance deposit and any omitted income against the actual records? Have you correctly entered a refund account in your name? Have you checked for possible additional adjustments, such as a property-based reduction, beyond the 5% late application reduction?